this summer. You said you had high expectations from this government. What are your expectations at this moment for the territory?
Yeah, thank you. Well, first of all, I want to say that I really welcome the throne speech. You know, it really brought forward a broad new plan to address the health and economic impacts of the pandemic. And we've got to remember that our situation today is so different from when we ran in the election of in the last fall. You know, the ground has shifted, and it's not just a small shift. We're now facing the most serious public health crisis Canada has ever faced, and that was not on the radar when we campaigned and set our platform forward for the last election. So we had to make some changes. And in the last 6 months, we've seen some fundamental gaps appear in our society and for societies around the world, for that matter. And for those that are already struggling, that includes parents, racialized Canadians, Indigenous peoples, young Canadians, seniors. Pandemic has made it a lot more difficult. And so we need to address those challenges today, and we need to prepare to face them for the future, and we need to work together. We need a bold action plan on health, we need a plan for the economy, quality, and environment to build a more resilient Canada for everyone. And I think the speech from the throne clearly highlights that our government has listened to the territorial governments, has listened to our northern partners on what the priorities are and what the priorities are that are important to them. And it's really an opportunity to remember who we are as Northerners and as Canadians. And this is the opportunity to work towards containing this global crisis and build back better and together.
In the reality, what would be the first priorities for you? It's time to pass to actions. What would be the first thing to accomplish?
Well, we spent many weeks talking about the phone speech. We talked about the situation we are in with the pandemic. We're still right in the middle of a pandemic, and we will not be reaching a recovery phase until we actually have a vaccine and a treatment. So the priority had to be focused on fighting the pandemic. It had to be able to have the tools in place to save lives. It had to support people and businesses through the crisis. And it also, at the same time, you know, we had to make sure we're standing up for who we are, for gender equality, for reconciliation, and racial discrimination. So I was quite happy that the focus was there to help regional governments to increase testing capacity, to pursue faster testing technology, and to create testing assistance response teams to meet some of the needs, and that includes our remote northern communities, and working towards targeted business support for business that were forced to shut down and comply with public health orders, and work towards producing more PPE or protective equipment and manufacturing those things. So there's a lot of things that the phone speech covered, and I was quite happy that a lot of the things that we talked about and a lot of the things that I brought forward were included in the phone speech in the four different areas that were highlighted in the presentation.
The opposition doesn't look very happy with this speech. Are you ready to go in elections?
Well, I don't think having an election during a pandemic is something anybody wants. I don't think it's appropriate. It's going to be something that many people are going to be unhappy to see. But having said that, if there is an election, yes, I'm ready. But I don't think there will be an election.
So, as I said prior to this conversation last summer, you said you had high expectations on the response of the government on the territory. So far, has Ottawa met these expectations? And what more should be done at this moment to help the communities of the territory?
I think we've always taken a Team Canada approach to especially to the issue of the pandemic. We've committed to working with our partners. We've committed to working directly with the First Nations, the Inuit, the Métis, to talk about issues like food security. We've committed to strengthening the local supply chains. We also committed to investing in public transit, energy efficiency retrofits, clean energy, rural broadband, affordable housing, working with Indigenous peoples and northern communities. And, you know, we talked about creating a Canada-wide early learning and child care system. A lot of these things were brought forward by people from the north, northern governments. And I think we'll continue to do that. Most of the issues that we wanted to see are very much highlighted in the Throne Speech. We got to remember that the Throne Speech is not a budget. We will see more detail in the economic response plan that will be presented this fall. That will include and outline the government's economic and fiscal position. It will provide fiscal projections and set out new measures to implement things that were in this own speech. But it was good to see that there was a focus on the North, infrastructure for Indigenous people and northern communities over the next 2 years. And that's something that we're gonna really benefit from once we get that moving forward.
The Premier, Ms. Cochrane, said that if there's one thing she would have liked to see in the speech, it's the Canada's Arctic and Northern Policy Framework. Would you think that this framework will be put forward maybe this year in the next few months?
Yeah, I don't think that has gone anywhere. It's kind of been put on pause because of the pandemic. But it's a commitment we've made, and we fully plan to move forward on the Arctic framework.
When would you say that the government will go forward this year with this?
Well, I think now that we're back in a virtual type parliament, and we are working out a mechanism to vote, and our committees are going to be back at work. I think the work will start on a number of different issues across the board, and the Arctic policy will be one of them. So I'm hoping that we're going to see some results soon.
Yeah, you just say that there will have a lot of work. The committees will go back to work. Would you have a small synopsis of what we can expect for the next few weeks or a few months in the territory?
Well, we are still working on a number of announcements that were made from the previous budget. We have not seen the announcements that would have been accompanying the budget for this year. That budget has been made, so I expect we'll continue to roll out projects that are getting approved, and you know, we'll continue to move forward on drafting of legislation, and I think some of these things will be introduced fairly quick. I think an important piece for the Indigenous people will be the United Nations Declaration, and there's an intention to move forward on that fairly quick. So there's a lot of things that are going to be happening over this coming winter.
Perfect. So those were my questions. Would you have anything to add, Mr. McLeod?
Well, thank you for talking to me. I think as we go forward, we got to continue to focus on keeping people safe and keeping people healthy. And we're going to get through this together. And we certainly plan to keep everybody. We don't want people to fall through the cracks, so we want to let people know we have their backs.